Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just-gotta-get-out-the-door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
I feel like 2025, like what I've seen as a common theme, has just been a really big year of change. Social media can really portray something that's so incredibly different than what's actually in real life. It is super easy to curate your highlights on social media. Nothing blooms all year long. You can't compare your real authentic life to someone's edited, curated photo dump on Instagram. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me today. And this is our last episode of 2025. That is crazy. This year, like, what a crazy year. I've been seeing so much online how people are like, get this year done and I'm ready for 2026. And I feel like 2025, like what I've seen as a common theme, has just been a really big year of change, you know, for a lot of people, good, bad, kind of all the different emotions. And I was really thinking about this for me personally on how things have changed for me this year and how fast this year has flown by for me. This is my first full year no longer being a student. And I think especially in our 20s, I've, you know, talked about this in a few episodes. It's such an interesting time because month to month, you're like, life can look so different. And not only that, you look at the people around you and your life can be so, so different to your friends and your family. I just think it's just such an interesting time where things are like forever moving and changing when you're in your 20s. And for me, you know, January, I wrote my last few exams in January. And I was doing that abroad in Vienna. And I finished off my second degree in business and I really started my self-employment journey. I was so excited for that time. I was so looking forward to the day where I could say I am no longer a student and I'm fully working on my businesses. And I was not prepared for January to hit me like a truck the way it did because I realized how much my identity and my day-to-day routine were centered around school. I mean, you know, the first like from age 5 to age like 24, school was one of the main things that my life was centered around because I was very much like a high achiever in school, very academically inclined, and also relied a lot on academic validation, which I did a few episodes about already. So it was definitely difficult for me to adjust to no longer being a student and also being completely self-directed and doing, you know, social media and starting my small business kind of all around and no longer having a routine, plus being on the other side of the world living in Vienna. For those of you that haven't been watching the podcast or keeping up with my channels, I was abroad for a year in Vienna. And January was kind of like that halfway mark for me to, you know, be there no longer as a student abroad, but just be living there as a girl in her 20s. So it was definitely a lot of change. I came back home in February and that was also like huge routine shift because I was back home, but no longer in the routine that I was used to having at home before I moved abroad, which was being in school and all of that. And honestly, this year has just flown by in so many different ways because I traveled so much, which I'm so incredibly grateful for. While I was in Vienna, I was traveling all around Europe. I got to see my family in Romania multiple times, which I'm so grateful for. You know, I had a loss in the family this year, which definitely was difficult. But, you know, there's moments like these where I remember to really cherish what you have and the opportunities you have to spend with the people around you, which is something I really, really learned and experienced firsthand this year. So a lot of change, a lot of change. And then I moved back home in September after a summer of being with my brother traveling around Europe, which I'm so grateful for all those memories that we made there. But these last few months have been really weird because it felt like I had two 2025s, like, you know, half of it was in Europe and my routine and my life that I had built there. And then coming back, it was a really, really weird shift. So I kind of felt like my new year was also in September in a way, where I had this new routine of starting off at home. So I've been really, really reflecting on all of that these past few weeks, especially as we approach the end of the year, and just thinking about, you know, how on social media every single year we see the end of year recaps and, you know, the highs and, you know, like the highlights of each month that people usually post throughout the year, or their goals for the next year, or how they completed their goals from last year, and kind of those videos that are like my vision board versus my real life. And it's always like perfectly aligned. Everything they put on their vision board, it seems to have come true in real life. And as I was, you know, thinking about that, and I've made posts like that too, I was really started reflecting on how social media can really portray something that's so incredibly different than what's actually in real life, which inspired this episode today about, you know, life having seasons, and that you're not always going to, you know, operate in this certain schedule. You're not always going to be in these highs of highs, because nothing blooms all year long. You know, everything has its ups and its downs. And I think as the end of the year approaches and you're on your phone seeing everyone's end of year highlights, remember that it is super easy to curate your highlights on social media, and everyone's going to show the best moment that happened each month of 2025 and wrap it up with a nice little bow on the end of it to show you how they really made it their year. And just reminding you that even if someone had an amazing year full of successes, that doesn't mean that they didn't have bad days that maybe they're not showing, or there wasn't struggle behind those successes, or maybe the year before was a really, really down year or something like that. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day-to-day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer-founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self-funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand. When you pick up the products, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin into healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible. And from one acne prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our 4-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me, whole $20 off. You can get the full 4-piece set. The point is that nothing blooms forever, and everything goes in its ups and downs. And reminder to not compare yourself to those highlight reels we're gonna see, because you can't compare your real authentic life to someone's edited, curated photo dump on Instagram. And I think that's so important to remember, because I want you to do this exercise in your head where you maybe look in your camera roll and think about, well, if I was posting a curated end of the year dump, how would people perceive me and my life versus what I actually lived and experienced this year, and notice how easy it would even be for someone on the outside to compare themselves to you and your, you know, highs of the year when you actually lived the whole thing and actually know kind of the story behind each photo or the days that were in between or more of a filler. So that's kind of what inspired this episode, and we're going to be talking today about the fact that nothing blooms all year long, and that applies to everything: beauty, confidence, business, so much in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, I've talked a lot about my acne journey and my journey with self-love and self-image here on this podcast, and I want to remind you guys that even with that, I've noticed that in my skin, it doesn't bloom all year. You know, like in the summer, I typically have more clear skin or better skin days. And in the winter, when it gets so dry and miserably cold where I live, my skin really freaks out. And I actually get more breakouts in the winter because of the dryness. I know, I have, like, my skin's so sensitive that it really, as soon as it's like that dry, crisp air out, it really reacts to that. And even like if I just think of like my skin throughout my menstrual cycle, I know when my skin's gonna have this low and it's gonna look a bit more dull and more breakouts. And then, you know, a couple weeks go by and I have a clear, glowing skin. So even with that, it's really important that we remind ourselves of these natural cycles in life that are supposed to happen. And thinking about that can give us reassurance when we have those more low days about our confidence, or we wake up looking in the mirror and we're like, oh, I am not looking too hot today. You know, like, it's part of a natural cycle. And I think with how social media and just the curate, like, you know, just being more exposed to everyone's like daily lives online, which I think us as humans aren't like meant to see so much and be so like in the know about so many people's details, it can, one, like, obviously set those unrealistic beauty standards, which we've talked a lot about on this podcast. But I've also seen this trend with social media that is really pushing this hustle culture in entrepreneurship, especially in the beauty world, which I'm in. And it's always like showing these incredible wins and virality and these amazing sales and all of that. And I always think, like, as a business owner myself, people don't show the bad days or the days they got no sales or the days where, you know, something failed or they took a risk and it didn't work. Like, people don't show that. They show the wins in the end. And I think it can be, it's created this notion that if something doesn't come quick, it's not gonna come. Or if something, you know, if we don't get that instant gratification, it's a failure. If you're not making money right away, you're failing. If you're not, you know, seeing the views or the results quickly enough, you're failing. And I think people have kind of lost the awareness that things take time to grow and they're gonna go through seasons of ups and downs, because again, nothing blooms all year long. And there's this like pressure to always look and feel and perform and be on. And I think especially as we approach the new year, I want you guys to really consider the goals you're setting, right? Because everyone comes, like, New Year's resolutions always come out, and it's like, I think a lot of times can be like this unrealistic pressure that we put on ourselves where, you know, we find ourselves in the year now, like, you aren't doing all these things that you want to be doing, and you all of a sudden think January 1st you're gonna wake up and be this new person and be doing everything you never were doing before. And I think we have to remember that habits take time to build, and you can't always like stack a million habits onto each other. You can stack a couple habits, habit stacking, it works great, but I think sometimes it can create these unrealistic pressures and also make us like in this craze of like, oh my gosh, I have to wake up January 1st and be perfect. You know, have my business like succeed. I'm gonna be posting 10 times a day. I'm gonna be doing 10,000 steps. I'm gonna be doing this. I'm gonna be doing this gym every day. Like, put all of that on your mind, which is great to goal set. I'm a very like goal setting driven person, but I think you put all of that on your vision board or on your to-do list and you burn out within a week. So I just want you to be mindful when you're seeing these goals, and also realize, like, I've been seeing a lot of those videos online where it's like my vision board versus real life, and it shows, you know, the big house and the vision board, then they bought the house that year, and then it shows the new car, and then they have the car, and then it shows the relationship, and they have the relationship, and then it shows, you know, the dream job, and they have the job. And it's like, not saying that these videos aren't true or these visions didn't come to fruition, but I think it's also really important to realize that that's a curated post too, and sometimes they're not gonna post the visions they put up on their board that didn't come true to make that video, if that makes sense, you know. And you also don't know how many years had they been putting that house on their vision board for then it to come true. You know, not everything's gonna go year to year. And I think sometimes in this society with social media and how fast paced things are, we kind of expect things to come really fast. And I had an episode that I did with my mentor, which really, really great episode. It was, you know, different key things to hacking your 20s, if you want to catch up on that. And he mentioned how a lot of people overestimate what they can do in a year, but underestimate what they can do in five. And I think that's so important, because every year I catch myself doing this, where I put a million things on my list and I think, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to start a brand, I'm going to achieve this goal and I'm going to become the most fit I've ever been, and like all these different things. And the year goes by, like month to month, things go by really fast, like 4 weeks in a month. Like it flows by when you're especially in a routine and you're just going week to week with work and all. And I think we sometimes overestimate what we can do in a year and put so much pressure on ourselves for January 1st. And I think especially when it's like in the winter months, I don't know about you guys, but in the winter, like I literally have such a harder time like moving at a faster pace, even though like I'm a very busy minded person. I fill up my schedule with a lot. The colder months do take a toll on me mentally and physically. And I think January being like in the midst of that, especially if you live in a cold climate, it's sometimes hard when you're like, January 1st, I'm gonna like have all these goals. And I do want to remind you that everything has its seasons and nothing blooms all year. You know, we're taught that like, especially even beauty and as women, that it should be like effortless and our confidence should be consistent. I get comments all the time saying like, I wish I had your confidence. And I always respond saying like, the confidence I may have today might not be the same confidence I have tomorrow, but it's about finding these tips and tricks that I've built to myself to have like an overall more confident feel with myself. But that doesn't mean I'm not gonna have bad days. You know, I'm not a robot. It's not like programmed to always be like a high of confidence. And it's okay to have those ups and downs, and it's natural. And with that being said, like almost this feeling that success and what we show up online and even in our real lives and stuff has to always be constant. You know, the family member at, you know, a holiday dinner asks you, oh, how's the business going? Or how's this going? Or are you married yet? Or this and this. Like, there's always something that people are like looking at you to perform. And it's like a lot of that pressure. And it's like you have to be there blooming all year long. But if we look at nature, right? Nature doesn't work like that. We have seasons. Leaves fall in the winter. They grow back in the spring. And if we don't expect nature to bloom all year long, why are you expecting yourself to bloom all year long? Why are you putting this pressure on yourself? Not have slower days, or not have bad days, or not have days where you don't feel your most confident self. But then on the other side of that, you're gonna have days that you bloom so much more because you had those days of fallen leaves, if that makes sense, just like in nature. And I think social media has kind of twisted our thought of that, but because when we think, you know, you have a good day or you show confidence or you show a success, you have to maintain it at that high or else you're a failure, when everything in nature has its seasons and we work like that as well. I obviously have talked about like how my skin fluctuates a little bit in this episode already, you know, my confidence going up and down, my energy fluctuating too. You know, if you're like a woman with a cycle, you've probably noticed how if you even go to the gym and lift weights, like I always notice 1 week I'm a lot stronger than another, and that is so normal. Or energy with work, like we just run on a different cycle. And if there's any men listening to this, you guys operate on a 24-hour cycle, so you're gonna have energy ups and downs throughout the day, and that's normal as well. You know, we can't expect ourselves to always operate at this like super consistent level, but then when we are in those high energy levels, that's when we can really take, you know, the reins in our control and really perform our best and take advantage of those high energy points. But I think for myself, as like always being a very driven, self-motivated woman, especially being like firstborn eldest daughter, I think I can like often shame myself for rest or allowing myself to slow down. Like I have a really, really hard time with that. And I'm kind of making this episode for myself too, because you guys know these episodes are like my therapy sessions.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
And podcast advice where I can just get loud about whatever I want to, but I'm making this video for myself too because I need to be reminded that rest is okay and it's okay to take times of, you know, more slowness. And I think with social media, it's made me think that I always need to be doing something, or I always can be editing a video or filming something or posting something. And because it's like right there, my phone's right there, there's no break in between. I think we've gotten to this place where our minds are always stimulated by something, that I don't even have rest when I'm like driving to the gym because I have a podcast on or I'm on a phone call. And I've actually had to start booking workout classes at the gym instead of like just going and lifting weights to force myself to completely be like attentive at that workout and focus only on that, because it's just not like how it used to be. We're always like connected to technology, connected to work, you know, there's always a message to respond to and always an email to check, always a post to do, like something's always there. And I think it's really important to remember to have those times of rest when our bodies and are calling for it, and when we're in that season of like required rest. Been thinking a lot about this with my business lately, actually, because now being a small brand owner with 9 to 5, I had a really crazy busy like Black Friday, Cyber Monday period. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I was kind of getting in the high of it, right? Of being like, wow, like guess this is how my numbers are going to be from now on. And then right after that hit, like the weeks of December, I was like, oh, business has slowed down a lot. And it makes sense, right? People weren't shopping like closer to Christmas and stuff. They did their shopping early and all of that. But it really makes you think, like I started to think, okay, like am I failing? My business is going down. Like, and I had to, you know, zoom out of that and realize that we're not looking at numbers day to day, month to month. Like this is a process. And I'm still in my first, I just hit my first 3 months of business. So I think we have to remember, if you're a business owner or anything like that too, or your job like is very like cyclical based, to remind yourself that you're gonna have days where, like in my case, I have 20 sales, which is like amazing and it's great. But then I'm also gonna have a day where I have one sale and that's also amazing and that's great. Or zero sales, and that's okay, because it's just a day where I can like maybe focus more on other things that need to be done in the business and come back stronger for the next day. So I think it's good to remind ourselves that nothing will operate on this like consistent basis, and you're gonna go through ups and downs. So if you're in that boat too, like a small business owner, or your work is like really seasonally based, just remember that a slow season doesn't mean failure. It might just be an opportunity for you to slow down, take some rest, and come back stronger when it is a busier season. But I think it can be really hard, especially with social media and comparison in those stages. So just sitting here to remind you that those ups and downs are totally normal in the business world. And I kind of want to talk about self-love too, and you know, with confidence and stuff like that, because I think it's really easy with how social media has portrayed this whole self-positivity kind of movement that's arisen on social media these last few years, which is great and like I'm a part of as well. But I think it can really also get toxic when it's portrayed that you kind of like unlock this self-love or self-confidence and it's like there to stay. And that's not true. You're gonna go through seasons of ups and downs, and you're gonna have days where you are not confident. You're gonna have days where you are like aiming for the moon and you'll feel so confident in yourself. But I think social media has kind of made it seem that you're just gonna wake up confident one day and then that's your new personality. So just reminding you that when you're in those ups, right, when you're in your bloom seasons, loving yourself is easy. Loving yourself is easy when you wake up feeling good. It's easy to love yourself then. It's harder when you wake up not feeling good in your skin or on a low confidence day, but those are the days that it's most important to kind of show yourself that extra love and show up a little bit more. But it's also okay to not feel good one day and wait for that like next bloom season. You know, like I always feel like that in the middle of winter when I'm just like, oh, not feeling myself. And then summer rolls around again and I'm like, I'm back. I am back and better than ever. But I think loving yourself in those rest times or in those downs is also so important. It may not feel the same as loving yourself in the blooms, but it's still very important to do that. And really honoring like where you are and the fact that everything is about progress over perfection. And progress also means ups and downs, not just like a consistent linear growth in any aspect of your life. Confidence, business, self-growth, whatever it is that you're working on with yourself, progress doesn't just mean a linear slope always going up. It also has those dips in it as well as you are going through your journey. So I really want you to like think about to yourself, like what season am I in right now? If you're like me and really go off like actually being aligned with the seasons in nature, and like winter being a little bit more slow, energy a bit lower, like where are you right now? What can you offer yourself? How can you care for yourself in your low seasons to really get you there in your high seasons and build up to where you have the energy to really like be performative, but then also allow yourself to rest in those more down seasons as well. I've been doing this in the last few episodes, kind of at the end, tying in a little bit of scripture, and I've gotten really great feedback, which makes me really happy because as I've been growing in my faith, I've been loving like sharing it. And I know not everyone like is religious or Christian, but I think it's really cool to still share. And I got a comment in the last episode saying how they were really thankful and learned a lot from the verses, even though they're not religious. And I thought that's like the beauty of it. And I just want to like sprinkle in, you know, some scripture at the end of these episodes that really tie into the main message I'm talking about. This is actually one of my favorite verses I found on this exact topic. It's from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. The NIV version reads, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." Like, just really take that in. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Like, if nothing in nature blooms all year round, why do we put this pressure on ourselves to bloom all year round, to be in a high, to be achieving and be successful and like outwardly showing that we are on top of our game the whole year when nature wasn't formed that way? You know, like there is a time for everything. There's a time for you to have slower days, days of rest. There's a time for you to be in your super productivity, you know, like super on your game, reaching your goals. And there's a season for all of those activities. I think for me, even I've been trying to really be more mindful with my Sundays and be a little bit more restful because I'm used to working 7 days a week, like nonstop. So I've been trying to be more mindful of that and take those down days of just like pure like rest, like, and especially like spiritual rest. I just thought that was such a perfect verse for this podcast episode. I want to actually go on and read past this verse because the whole paragraph is so, so beautiful. So we already read, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." And it goes on to say, "A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest." There's going to be a season where you have time to plant and the time to harvest. Oh, so good. "A time to kill and a time to heal," you know, be like slaying it every day, going super hard, and then "time for rest, time for heal, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones," right? There's going to be days where we are putting ourselves out there, and there's going to be other days where we're coming back to ourselves, collecting information, grounding ourselves, regrouping, all of that, right? "A time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Like, how amazing are those back-to-back lines of verses, like especially for this topic today about nothing blooming all year long. This is literally our like step-by-step guide, right? We have those times in the year where we're going to be out there working hard and other days where we're going to be kind of retrieving back and taking a time for rest, a time for expanding and a time for regrouping, a time for loving ourselves in full confidence, and times and days where we look in the mirror and we're not really feeling our best, times to be super loud and speak and put ourselves out there, and other days where we're more quiet and held back, times to cry and let our sad emotions out, and times to laugh and really feel the joy. So I love those verses so much, and I think it's such a good reminder that everything works in a season. And what we can count on though is in a season of bad, we can always count that summer is going to come back around every year, because that is just how nature works. Whenever there's winter, summer's gonna always come again, and when there's summer, winter's always going to come back around again, and we can always, always count on that. This next verse I think is actually one of my favorite. I went to refine it, and it's like underlined and highlighted in my Bible, but it is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." We will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So in those low seasons you have, in your winters of the year, where your business is maybe slow, or, you know, you're just not achieving the goals in the way that you imagine them, just remember that good things all take time, and if you don't give up at just the right, like, perfect calculated time, you will reap the harvest of that blessing, but you just have to not give up. Like, that's all you have to do, is not give up on that dream, not give up on that goal. And I've said this before, but I truly, truly believe that our dreams and our goals that are placed in our heart are placed there for a reason. I believe God has placed my dreams in my heart for a reason. And if I were to give up on them at a time before the perfect time of that blessing coming true, like, wow, that would just be so, like, that would just break my heart to know that, right? So you have to try again. There's so many businesses that I've looked at. So Stranger Things season 5 just came out, and Stranger Things hands down has become one of the most successful shows, I think, of our generation. Like, everyone knows about it. It is huge show. And it really made me think how easy it is to look at something that has become successful in the eyes of society and forget the process that it took to get there. The Duffer Brothers got denied 20 times for their scripts. 20 times. Do you know how, like, many times that is to get up again after being told no, or being told that it's not good enough, or it's not going to work, or it's going to fail? And look at them now, having one of the most successful shows they've written. And I really had to think about that, as for myself, a small business owner. My skincare brand is 3 years in the making. My content creation business is years in the making. I've been doing this for over 10 years, but only 3 years, like, full time. And if I had given up, you know, in the early days when I kept being told no, or that my silly little videos that I post online would never work, or no one's gonna watch these, or no, you know, you're never gonna, like, be able to have a career out of this, if I would have given up on myself during that time, imagine, like, I would have never received the harvest of those blessings at just the right time if I had given up. But I didn't give up, and I have to always remind myself with my new business, the skincare brand, that's 3 months since launch. On those slow days, I have to remind myself, oh my gosh, I am so in the early days that who knows what the future has in hold for me for this, but this dream wasn't placed in my heart for no reason. I have to remind myself of that, like, literally every single day is in those slow days where I have a sale or zero sales, or I feel like things are not going good, or I'm failing. I have to remind myself to look forward for the high days and the days of blooming, but also look forward to that future day where everything's gonna come together and make sense for why I had to keep pushing through now. I also love this one from James 5, verse 7. It says, "See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting." I love this because, again, in those seasons of, like, low, where the leaves are falling, we have to remind ourselves to patiently wait for when the land will yield the harvest again, which is the summer, the season of bloom. And that applies to all aspects in our life. If you're in a season of waiting and you feel like you're really waiting and it's hard to wait, it's hard to be patient, look forward to that day that the harvest yields again. I think that's such a beautiful verse. I just love the message there. So whatever season that you are in your life right now, whether it's a season of winter or a season of summer, just remember that there's not summer all year round. Well, maybe if you live in California, but you know what I mean. Like, there's not summer all year round, but there's also not winter all year round. So if you're in a stage of super low, that you feel like there's no end, you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, just remember that winter never lasts all year long, and summer is going to be around that corner. Sometimes there's longer winters. I mean, the city I live, sometimes winter is like 10 months, and I have enough of it. I'm sick of it by like month 2 of like 10, but I always have to remind myself summer is around the corner, and I have to really apply that concept to all things in my life, my business, my work, my appearance, my self-confidence, you know, relationship, friendships, family life, like all of that has its seasons, and when we're in those like highs and bloom seasons, enjoy it, you know, let your energy build in that, but don't get too attached to it either, because I think that can sometimes be really hard, and allow yourself to recognize when seasons come in and leave. So ending back on my favorite verse that we read today, which is, "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." Wherever you are, wherever you, whether you feel confident or unsure of yourself, inspired or tired at the end of this crazy year that was 2025, whether you feel like you're visible and doing what you love, or you're hidden and you still haven't made it in your goals, every season counts. Every season, whether you're in the low or the high, every season counts towards building the version of you that you want to build, building the goals you want to build, building all the visions that you have on your board for 2026, or all your goals, or all your New Year resolutions that you have written out. Every season counts. And remind yourself that, again, nothing in nature blooms all year long. You are still beautiful, even if you are in those lows. You are still confident, even if you are on a day where you feel unconfident that one day. And you are still growing all year round, no matter what season you're in. Give yourself permission to rest in the lows in the winter seasons and stop forcing fruit in a season meant for roots. Because when we remind ourselves that nothing blooms all year round, we're able to stop forcing fruits in our life in seasons that are actually meant for roots. Because in those winter seasons, work on building those foundations, those roots to prepare for the big bloom that comes in summer, whether that's for your business, for yourself, your family life, whatever it is, allow yourself to recognize that not every season is going to bear fruit, and that is so normal and completely compatible with how nature is designed as well. And trust that in the right time, things will bloom again. Summer will come again, as it always does, because that's the one thing we can trust in, is the season will always come back around. It will be winter and summer will always come back around each year. And that's natural, full, and in its right time every single year. So I think we have a lot to think about after this episode and how we're going to approach 2026, how we're going to approach goal making, setting those goals for ourselves, and also approaching just seasons of rest and seasons of blooming. So if you are in a more rest season like me, until your next season of blooming, enjoy that rest, reflect, recharge, be gentle with yourself, you know, on the goals that you're setting, and remember that your worth is never tied to that direct output or the direct numbers or income or direct result we might see right away, that things are really a progress or perfection. We can work on improving ourselves every single day while also experiencing those ups and downs every single day with it. So that is it for this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Kind of a different take, but I thought it was the perfect way to end off 2025 with a bang on this podcast. And we are back. We aren't taking a break this year, like with the new year. I'm back with another episode right in the new year. Guest episode, a very exciting guest, actually. One that is like truly a dream guest on this podcast. Dream guest on my podcast, if I do say so myself. So we'll be back right in the new year, continuing on with season three, because season three did start off super, super late in this year. So we're just picking up right where we're leaving it off in 2025, picking right up in 2026. So I'll see you guys in the new year. Thank you so much for getting loud with me today. I love you. And remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and focus on that progress over perfection always. And you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.